This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Mima Esguerra, the founder of Geek Out Nutrition. Given her background as an IT engineer and health coach, she is now a health and performance coach and corporate wellness expert working with IT professionals and companies. Mima, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Yeah. Hi, Eric. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you as well. I like how you matched your passions and interest and past backgrounds into a business. You've got to love that. So first of all, interesting name with Geek Out Nutrition. I see the fit there. So what is Geek Out Nutrition all about, and why did you name it Geek Out Nutrition? I have my own guesses, but I'd rather hear you tell me.
Good question. Geek Out Nutrition helps IT professionals achieve optimal energy and mental performance every day, both inside and outside work. And I help my clients transform from, you know, just feeling like unmotivated worker drones into getting back their mojo and be that inspired, innovative, like kick-ass pro they've always wanted to be. So now that, you know, that I cater most to IT professionals and IT companies, Geek Out Nutrition is what it is. I called it Geek Out Nutrition because I believe that we should geek out on our own body, on our own health. Because I am a firm believer of bioindividuality. Like, there's no one diet and no one lifestyle that would fit everyone. So I know that geeking out on your own self is the best way to go, because our own self is the most important asset we can have.
Certainly like that name. Now, very creative, I might add, as well. Can you tell us a bit about the phrase, slogan you're using, integrative health, you can't Google? Isn't that like a challenge to people out there?
Well, it didn't mean to be a challenge, but yes, I can actually post it as a challenge. For me, integrative, I'm Geek Out Nutrition addresses integrative health. So by definition, if you look it up, integrative health means health of the mind, body, and spirit as a whole, or integration. I believe that it's not true health if you just address the physical body health, like just fitness, just energy, just food and nutrition. But also, people tend to not be truly healthy unless they're healthy at the whole spectrum. Let's say Sarah or Michael is an engineer and they want to lose weight and have more energy, and they're working on that. They're looking at their food. They're eating more healthily. They're choosing the right products. But if at the end of the day, they're always like Michael or Sarah or whoever the professional is, they're always stressed. They have, you know, they're probably stressed at work, or they probably stressed at their marriage is not working well. And at the end of the day, they binge on chocolate chip cookies. So there's actually, we are not addressing their health fully because we are not addressing how they handle their stress or their emotions. So it's better. Geek Out Nutrition addresses the whole spectrum. And the reason you can't Google that is you can't really Google one-stop solution that addresses the whole spectrum, like have your emotions, your finances, your everything in check, or how you handle it in check, and at the same time handling also your body health.
I like that. Now, you mentioned that you work with IT professionals and engineers. Do you feel there is a need out there for a coach like you for these types of individuals?
Yes, I definitely do. I used to be a software engineer, and during that time where I was actually feeling the need to find a coach to help me not only with my fitness and, you know, with my energy and how I eat, but also address and know how my environment is as an IT professional, that also address my needs for brain power and for mental performance. In my experience and my own observation, people in the IT industry are smart, they're creative and just passionate about what they do. I mean, when we go out, like fresh out of college, we immediately join a group and we try to change the world is one invention, one innovation at a time. So, and then it's like they reach a certain age or as time passed by that they notice that they're not as sharp as they used to be. Younger engineers are contributing more ideas, or they can't absorb new knowledge, or they can't comprehend new technology as easily as they used to. And that passion that they have, like fresh out of college, is always there, but slowly ebbs away as they get more tired, or as they get, you know, able to manage less and less energy or force energy out of our system into the work that they do. And I feel that as a coach for them, as a coach for energy and mental performance for them, I could be that coach which tells them or which works with them and say, yeah, you know what? You could always have that fresh out of college feeling.
And you gotta love that. Today we are with Mima Ezguera, the founder of Geek Out Nutrition, here on eHealth Radio's Health and Nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mima, what is important about energy and mental performance?
Yeah, that's a good question. In Geek Out Nutrition, we believe in like three P's. It's diving into your passion, having your purpose, and opening up to possibilities. So what engineers and professionals in general are very passionate about what they do. And then through that passion, they find their purpose. And they also open up to possibilities, new ventures, new ideas, and having, you know, like with kickstart projects, they actually know that they can make things happen. And I've mentioned that as times go by, they get more tired, they manage less and less energy, and that affects their performance. So their passion slowly dies away, and with that, they lose their purpose, and they're close up to possibilities because they're questioning themselves, like, oh, what happened? I used to be so amazing or having all these ideas, and now it's just so hard to wake up every day. And that's where energy and mental performance come in. I'll talk about energy first. Energy is mostly about energy management. It's like notice if you're sick, you have like no energy, you just want to lie in bed. But actually your body is deciding, okay, I'm going to use whatever energy I have and just put it into healing and making myself better. And it's the same when you feel like every day or Monday to Friday, why am I so tired at work? And it's so hard to squeeze out energy into thinking, into putting it into programs or building something or having this new technology into implementation. It's because somewhere there is something not right in your body, and energy is being used for that, as opposed to letting you use it for whatever you want. But that's what I think about energy. That's why it's important to actually have enough energy or excess energy into the point that your body would say, huh, I'm okay, I'm great, and you know what, I have this energy, I'm going to use it to whatever I want. So you could put it to your program or to building ideas. Second is mental performance, which is a great question. In this industry where people are valued for their brains, it is the most precious resource, but often is what we take for granted. And in a company, and then they value you for brains and for ideas and mental performance, someone could just become a liability if he or she is experiencing difficulty to focus, to concentrate, or just cannot brain remember stuff. That's why I think that brain energy and brain power or mental performance is so important to someone in the IT industry.
Makes sense. How about telling us some things that we can do right now to enhance our energy and mental performance, if you would?
Yeah, of course. There is actually many, many ways that we can do to just have that energy for the day and enhance our brain power. You know, off the top of my head, I could actually think of three things. One would be just eat a variety of food. If our body needs a variety of nutrients. Like, for example, whenever we're stressed, we actually need, we actually eat up our vitamin D because that's how we handle stress or that's how we cope up with stress. And our vitamin D reserve kind of gets lowered and lower and lower. And if we don't replenish that, the next day, let's say the next day, you're in another stressful situation, but it's not as stressed. You know, it's just like, okay, deadline's been moved, but, you know, not much. Just, you know, you just heard the word deadline and you got stressed. And you're going to feel the same level of stressfulness if your vitamin D is depleted as opposed to the previous day where you know, there was something really shocking and you got stressed. And it's going to be you're going to feel the same level just because you didn't replenish your vitamin D. So I think one of the best ways we could actually have enough energy and also take care of our brains is to replenish all, if not most, you know, if not all, at least most of the nutrients we have. And that also leads to number two, I believe that we should have good supplementation. And if we're going to supplement, it should be three things. It's a good multivitamin, antioxidants, and omega-3s. And the reason we need good supplementation on top of eating a variety of food is because there was this study that 50 years ago, a tomato has actually 35 more nutrients than the tomato right now. And that's from a lot of factors like the soil nutrients have been depleted, probably pesticides or the way we're doing farming. There's many other things. So it's really good if we have a good multivitamin. That antioxidants is to protect us from chronic illness and degenerative disease. And omega-3s is so good for our brain because our brain is almost all made out of fat and we need that constant input of healthy fats to keep our brain in optimal shape. And the last thing to think of is just lower your stress as much as you can. And this is a lot. Just this is generic and vague, I know, but it's just, you know, different strokes for different folks. Some people can lower their stress by, you know, just sleeping 8 hours a day or exercising or meditating, just doing yoga or even as simple as playing with your dog. Stress hormone, like cortisol, is actually a neurotoxin. When the hormone touches a neuron, like one cell in your nervous system, the neuron actually dies. So we might want to lower stress as much as we can. And sometimes it's just as simple as breathing 10 times when you're in a stressful situation.
Certainly appreciate all the insight and information. How about telling our listeners before you go where they can get more information and to also be in contact with you as well?
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. My website is www.geekoutnutrition.com. And they could also check out my Facebook at facebook.com/geekoutnutrition or Twitter at twitter.com/geekouthealthy. My name was too long, so I went for geekouthealthy. And also, they could actually email me at mima@geekoutnutrition.com. It's MEEMA@geekoutnutrition.com. And I'm offering, like, this month up to, I think, February, limited free consultation for 1 hour. So any professional or even anybody who is having problems with energy or wants to boost their brain power, they could send me an email and ask for that free consultation.
Certainly appreciate that offer. Mima, thanks for joining us today on eHealth Radio. It's been a joy to have you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with Mima Esguerra, the founder of Geek Out Nutrition. Mima is a health and performance coach and corporate wellness expert working with IT professionals and companies. And the website of reference, once again, is geekoutnutrition.com. Also, for the free offer, for the free consultation, drop her an email at mima@geekoutnutrition.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio, and the Health and Nutrition Channel is a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.